Hello and welcome to Chatterround. I am Marjorie Ead and thank you for listening to this edition 75 of Chatterround. I hope you enjoy it. Today my fellow interviewers are Marnie Meakin, Christopher Gillam, who you may know as he's a reader on Chatterbox, and Elizabeth Martin, who has joined us just recently. Elizabeth is a freelance writer and at one time worked as a journalist at Good Housekeeping. Our sound engineer is Simon Shirley. Marnie Meakin and Geoffrey Hodson are sadly now hanging up their Chatterround microphones. Marnie has worked for Chatterround for many years and they have both been valuable colleagues, and I'm grateful for all their support. Happily, we won't be losing touch completely, as Marnie and Geoffrey will continue as readers for Chatterbox. So, what do we have coming up in this edition? First, as Peter Wilson steps down as Executive Director of the Theatre Royal, long-time friend Marnie recaptures some of the big moments in his career. Then, Chris Gillam catches up with former Canaries physiotherapist Tim Shepherd, who reminisces about some of the highlights he experienced. Celebrating 40 years working for the NNAB, Julie Lithgow tells me what she thinks of her job and tells me some of the changes she's experienced over that period. Then, Elizabeth discovers how a lovely old building in the centre of Norwich has survived as a yoga centre amidst the surrounding new buildings. She spoke to the director of the Yoga Tree, Swami Atma Gyanam Saraswati. Then I meet Mr. Richard Dewson, Her Majesty's Lord Lieutenant for Norfolk, and I found out about what are the responsibilities of his historic role. And finally, former Chatterbox reader David Cook has been participating in a project for people to take on a new challenge. Marnie went to meet him and found out about the challenge he took on.